Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Kiara.
Right, Kiera is my guest today. Connor is unavailable. He has a 6-month-old baby, so his 24 hours allotted to him a day are kind of controlled by the baby. So Kiera is joining us today to take a look at the players of Cape Verde. And we're gonna go through the players in each position and kind of predict who the more likely ones are to play. And we'll also, well, we'll begin with actually an overview of their formation. So generally, they seem to go with a 3-4-3 formation. So three main defenders and I wouldn't say three forwards, but maybe one main forward and two attacking wingers. And then it looked like in games two against Nigeria and game six, they played a more defensive role, moving those wingers back to a five-man defense. So that's generally the outline of their team. And are we ready to go?
I think so.
Okay, well, let's take a look at their manager first. It is Bubista, and he is in his first tournament here. You want to tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, so he actually played for Cape Verde from 1998 to 2005. It had 19 caps with the team, and no goals. So now he's coming back and has been managing the team just since 2020.
That's right. And before that, he was managing teams in Cape Verde, some of the top teams, but never outside of Cape Verde there. So he would, of course, be a definite. And we're going to use these categories here: definite, likely, possible, but unlikely, seems to be off the squad, retired or injured. And maybe definite, we should say it's more like confident, but it generally means they've been playing games up till now. So let's move on to goalkeepers and begin with someone we've classified as definite because he's played seven of their nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for the two others. Vozina.
Vozina, an experienced player. He's been with the team since 2012 and has 56 caps. He's 35 years old, and he plays his club football in Cyprus with AEL Limassol, and he's been there since 2017.
Yeah, that's right. And he did play for Gil Vicente in Portugal and a couple of other countries there. As Kiera said, he's pretty experienced. He was actually the starting keeper in both of their African Cup entries, which was 2013 and 2015, where he started all games in both of those tournaments. Also coded as definite is Marcio Rosa. He's played one of their nine games in 2021, but he was on the bench for all eight others.
Yeah, so he has just two caps for the team. He's been with them since 2018. He's a 24-year-old goalkeeper, playing his club soccer in Montalegre in Portugal, and he's been there since 2021.
Right, that's right. So definite in that case means kind of the definite backup. And finally, we've coded as likely Dylan Silver. He actually has no caps in 2021, and he first appeared on the bench in September, but he has been on the bench for the five last games in 2021.
Yeah, just 22 years old. So not with the experience of some of the others. And he plays his he plays in Portugal with Portimonense.
Right. So looks like he's someone that they're kind of bringing along once the other keepers age, which it looks like Vozina, 35 years old, this could be his last entry.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we actually don't have an all-knowing member of the cast here, so we're going to have to do it ourselves, but we've tried to not look at it closely in our discussion. But it turns out Vozina is in and Marcial Rosa is in. But a bit of a surprise there. Dylan Silver didn't make the squad, and they kind of brought someone in from the cold there, Kiera, someone very new, whose name is Kevin Ramos. Kevin Ramos. And he's, do you know anything about him?
Not much. He's, let me just look here. He's 19 years old, so very young. Playing in Cape Verde with Mindelense, but I don't no caps. I don't know how long he's been with the team. Yeah, he seems kind of unknown to me at this point.
Yeah, I can only guess there that I'll just write his name on the graphic for our YouTube viewers. I can only guess that maybe Dylan Silva was injured or something. And they kind of, you know, found this guy among their club players in Cape Verde. So a bit of an unexpected surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's move on to defenders. Actually, we have no one coded as a general or versatile defender, so we'll move on to central defenders. And a bit of an interesting character here who we consider a definite is Roberto Lopez. He played seven, including six of the last nine games in 2021. He was on the bench for one of those and not selected for just one. So looks like a sure bet there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been with the team since 2019 and he's 29 years old and has eight caps for the team. And he's playing with the Shamrock Rovers in Ireland, been there since 2017.
Yeah, quite interestingly, he was born in Ireland, born and raised in Ireland. So a bit of an interesting character there, and surprisingly new to the squad for a player who we've coded as a definite. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm never sure how to pronounce his name, so maybe you can help me out, Kiera. But I think it's Dini Borges.
Yes, yeah, that's what I would go for as well. Yeah. We mess up any of the pronunciations. I apologize.
It's
not
tough.
Not completely sure either.
Yeah, we do apologize because we're probably getting some of them wrong here. But we did practice a little bit. But anyway, he played only two of their nine games in 2021, but he was on the bench for five and then not selected for two. So maybe somewhere between likely and possible there. But we've coded him as possible since we're pretty conservative. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he's got six caps with the team so far. He's 26 years old and has been with the team since 2017. And he's playing his club soccer at FAR Rabat in Morocco and been there since 2019.
Oh, cool. In Morocco. He may be called just Dini, actually. We have actually a few possible ones here. The next one is Carlos Ponk. He's played four of their nine games in 2021, on the bench for one and not selected for four others.
Yeah, he's has 23 caps at age 26, been with the team since 2017. And right now he's playing for Başakşehir in Turkey and been there since 2019. But he has played for some big clubs in Portugal. He was with Aves from 2018 to 2019 and Benfica for 2016 to 2018.
Yeah, those are pretty big clubs. So, again, maybe somewhere between possible and likely, especially since we only have the one definite there.
Yeah.
But let's move on to the third, Stephen Fortes. The central defender played three of their nine games in 2021, but two of those were the last two, which kind of ups his likelihood, although he wasn't selected for six others.
Right. Yeah, he's 29 years old and been with the team since 2015. So he's got nine caps at this point. He plays for Lens in France and been there since 2019.
Right. So nine caps since 2015 suggests he's probably more of a sub. And finally on the possible is Kelvin Perez. He earned his first cap in March 2019 and then disappeared from the team for 2.5 years and returned in September 2021 to play one of their remaining six games and was just on the bench for one other. So I should probably, I'm just going to move him to possible, but not likely, because compared to the others, he doesn't look that likely. Anyway, maybe quickly tell us about him.
Yeah, I mean, he is young, 21 years old, and so just recently, like you said, been on the team just since 2021 with that single cap. He plays for Trenčín in Slovakia, been there since 2020. But yeah,
Yeah, and
not a lot of experience with the team.
I should clarify, he was only on the bench in 2019, so he never earned a cap until 2021. Okay, well, for the ones that are less likely, we'll just mention the names, and then if they end up having made the team, we'll come back and add a bit of details. So possible but unlikely, Steven Pereira, and seemingly retired is Fernando Varela, a bit of a veteran with the team with 52 caps, but he last played in March 2019. But he was on the team. Sorry, I said they were in two tournaments before. It looks like three, because no, two is right. He was on the team both in 2013 and 2015. I'm going to stop embarrassing myself now, and we'll move on to left backs. We'll begin with someone we've coded as definite. Stop here. Oh no, we have to go over which of the central defenders made it.
Right. Yeah, I have no idea.
Let's take a
See how
look. Well,
close
as
we
we
get.
guessed, Roberto Lopez is on the team, and so is Dini Borges and Carlos Ponk and Steven Fortes. And we were right to move Kelvin Pires down to less likely because he didn't make it, and nor did any of the other ones we mentioned. So Fernando Varela, at 34 years old, probably seems to have been retired from the team.
Unsurprising choices there.
Let us move on to left backs then with Stopira. So Stopira, we coded as definite because he played eight of their nine games in 2021, not selected for the one other, but a likely candidate there.
Yeah, and certainly a veteran player. He's got 46 caps with the team. At 33 years old, he's been with the team since 2008 and has three goals for the team as well. So, yeah, definitely is bringing some experience.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no, you go ahead.
Okay. I was just the last thing I was just going to mention. He's playing his club soccer at Fehervar, which was formerly known as Videoton in Hungary, and been there since 2012.
Right, and in Spain and Portugal before that. He was part of the 2015 African Cup squad, and he started and finished all games there. So I think injury would be the only thing keeping him out. And we'll move on to the next candidate. We only have two in this position, Dylan Tavares, and we've coded him as possible because he played six of their nine games in 2021, but actually five of those were the first five games. So he was injured for two games and on the bench for the last match. So that kind of moves him down there to the possible category.
Right. He's got 8 caps for the team, and he's been there since 2020 at 25 years old, and one goal for the team as well. He plays his club soccer at Neuchâtel in Switzerland and been there since 2021.
Yeah, in fact, he's born in Switzerland, so all of his clubs have been there in Switzerland, and that's it. So we'll just take a look and see whether these two guys, because there's just two, I suspect both of them made it, and that turns out to be the case. So both of them are part of the squad, probably Sapira as the starter and Tavares as the backup.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah, it's not so clear for right backs. We have Jeffrey Fortes as the first candidate, but he's only coded at the possible level because he's played four of their nine games in 2021, and he was on the bench for one, but not selected for four. So maybe you can tell us a bit about him.
Yeah. Well, he does. He has been with the team since 2014 and has 21 caps. He's 32 years old. So, yeah, have to see whether he gets selected or not. He is playing, yeah, for De Graafschap in Netherlands, and he's been there since 2021, in
Yeah, and
Netherlands.
like Tavares before him, he was born in the Netherlands, so he's only played for clubs in the Netherlands. And he was on the roster in 2015, but he was never called into play; just sat on the bench there. And we'll move on to the other possible candidate we have listed, Steve Furtado. He played five of their nine games in 2021. And was on the bench for one of those and not selected for three others.
Yeah, he's only been with the team since 2020. He's 27 years old and he's got eight caps so far. But yeah, did play a little bit more leading up to this. He
All
plays
right.
for Brno in Bulgaria since 2020.
Okay, he was born in France. I'm actually going to move both of these players up to likely. Because between the two of them, they did cover the nine games in 2021, so they got to use at least one of them and possibly both. But we do have a couple of other names to mention. One is Thiago Almeida. He played just one of their nine games in 2021, and Claudio Tavares. His only cap was in 2019, so we've coded both of those as possible but unlikely, and we'll give some details on them if they ended up making it. But looking at the list, it looks like it was these two, Jeffrey Fortes and Steve Furtado, making it, and the other two not making it. So there we go. All right, let's move on to midfielders. I'm just cleaning up the graphic for our YouTube watchers a little bit. And we have no general or versatile midfielders. So we'll move to defensive midfielders, starting with Marco Suarez. We've coded him as likely because he played four of the nine games in 2021, but was on the bench for five others. Tell us a little bit about him, Kiera.
Yeah, he is one of the other experienced players on this team. He's at 37 years old, has been with the team since 2006, and has 52 caps and 3 goals. So yeah, that experience certainly makes him likely. He plays for Arouca in Portugal since 2019.
Right, and he's played most of his time in Portugal. He was born there. I have him down as a big and tough guy, having seen him in 2000 and well, I guess I saw him in 2013, where he started and finished all the games, but he wasn't there in 2015. So getting a little old there at 37, maybe that's why he's not starting all of their games. Anyway, he does seem the most likely among the candidates we have. The next one is listed as possible, Nuno Borges. And he played four of their nine games in 2021, including the last three. So maybe he's kind of stepping in for Suarez there. He was on the bench for one and then not selected for four. But those four were near the beginning. So I'm kind of tempted to move him up to likely, but we'll see.
At age 33, he does have just 9 caps with the team. He's been with the team since 2018. And then plays his club football at Cacepia in Portugal just since 2021.
Yeah, that's not a lot of caps for his age, actually. But okay, finally we have Erickson Silva. We've also coded him as possible. He had actually amazingly returned from a 10-year absence in March 2021 to play two of their nine games. And he was on the bench for one of those and not selected for six others, including the last three. So that sounds like the bio of someone who was maybe brought in for to replace an injured player for a period.
Yeah, he's another slightly older player at 34 years old. So all three of them above 30 there. And just three caps for the team, although he has been with the team since 2007. But so that explains that 10-year absence. But he is playing club football in Portugal with Académica de Viseu, been there since 2021.
Okay, and he may be referred to simply as Ericsson. I'm gonna actually, given what we've said about him, move into possible but unlikely after this discussion. So we have Marco Suarez on the team, probably his last tournament there, and Nuno Borges. But looks like they wouldn't hurt for them to bring some youth into this position, eh, Kiera?
Yeah, for sure.
The youngest of them is 31. But the next position, central midfielder, overlaps quite a bit, so they could
Yeah.
bring some of these players in. And the
Yeah, we
first one.
definitely have more youth in this position.
Oh, okay, good. That's good for them. Patrick Andrade is the first one on our list here, and we've coded him as likely. He's played eight of their nine games in 2021 and wasn't selected for the one other, so I'm just going to immediately move him up to definite there, since he's been starting regularly. Can you tell us a bit
Yeah.
about him?
Yeah, 28 years old. He's been with the team since 2020 and has nine caps. Plays his club football at Karabag in Azerbaijan. Been there since 2020.
Oh, okay. I maybe coded him as likely just because he hasn't been on the team for a long time. Next one, Jamiro Montero. We also have him coded as likely, and he's played seven, including the last six of their nine games in 2021, on the bench for one and not selected for just the one.
Yep, 28 years old. He's been with the team since 2016, and has 16 caps and a single goal. And he actually plays his club football in the States with Philadelphia Union and been there since 2020.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, he did actually score in World Cup 2022 qualifying, so I think that may be the one goal there, or maybe he's added one. But anyway, we don't really expect central midfielders to score. Let's move to our possible category, and we have João Paulo, including his first appearance on the bench in March. He played four of their remaining nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for three of those and not selected for two others.
Yeah, 23 years old. Those four games he played are his only four caps with the team. He's just been with the team since 2021, and playing his club football in Farense in Portugal.
All right. And last of all, there are a lot of names here, but generally, there's a lot of players. We saw their four-man midfield, so it may be that they just use a lot of players in this kind of position. And Ninás, he does have his real name is Erickson Spinola Lima, but he goes by Ninás. And including his first cap in October, he played three of their remaining four games and was on the bench for the other. So even though he's coming in late, it looks like they're using him.
Yeah, and he, like you said, his first cap in October, so he has just been with the team since 2021, and those three caps are his only three with the team. He's 26 years old, but yeah, seems to be getting more time on the field.
So, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to mention he has been playing in Norway since 2018 with Aalesunds club.
Oh, that's interesting.
So yeah.
Okay, well, as you said, there's the kind of the youth coming into the team there, some of those players just being being bled into the team this year. We have a possible but unlikely Bruno Lete, and he's just played one of their games in 2021, so we'll detail him if he makes the squad. And then either off the seemingly off the squad or retired is veteran Babanko. And he last played for the team in 2019, so we're not really expecting to see him. In fact, it was March 2019, so almost 3 years ago now. He did have 61 caps for the team and appeared in the 2013 and 2015 Gold Cups, but it looks like they've lost him to age, Kiera.
Yeah, it seems to be. He is 39 years old, so...
Had a
long career with the team.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised to see him, but he certainly was an important player in those tournaments. Well, we have
find out Patrick, the results.
Yeah, Patrick Andrade is on the team as we expected. Same with Jamiro Montero and João Paulo and Nanás, both of whom started with the team in 2021. Both making it, but Bruno Lete and Babanko are not part of the squad.
So as we expected, not too surprising there.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, they don't have players coded as strictly left midfielders and right midfielders, but they do have a lot as wingers. So we'll start on the left wing with Gary Rodriguez Mendes, who we've coded as likely, but maybe not actually, because he's an injury danger. I'll tell you about it. He had played four of their nine games in 2021 and was out with actually two separate injuries for four games, including the last two, and not selected for three others. So in December 2021, it was listed as a muscle injury. I think those tend to be longer injuries. Do you know, Kiera?
Yeah, I've heard that as well, but I don't know precisely what's going on with
him. He seems to be an important player, and I think the information you give us will illustrate why.
Yeah, like he's 31 years old, but he's been with the team since 2013 and has 34 caps and 6 goals. So certainly somebody who I think they will take if he's fit. I think that injury will really make the difference here.
Yeah. How about his teams?
He's currently playing for Olympiakos in Greece since 2021, and then has been in a few different places before that.
Yeah, he was with a couple of the bigger clubs in Turkey a bit earlier, maybe moving into retirement. Olympiakos is a good team. But Fenerbahce and Galatasaray in Turkey are pretty big clubs and reasonably big clubs throughout his career. So, as you say, I think if he's available, they'll definitely use him.
Yeah.
If they don't use him, though, we have a few possibilities, starting with Cuca Miranda. He played the first two of their nine games in 2021, but then wasn't selected for the last seven matches. Although he did score a goal in qualifying, you know what? I'm going to put him down to possible but unlikely with just two games there.
Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, has been with the team since 2009. He's 32 years old right now and has 19 caps and 3 goals for the team. Playing his club football in Portugal with União Leiria, been there since 2020. But yeah, not so much recently.
Yeah, and you know, maybe some of these guys were actually brought in for Gary Mendes Rodriguez if he was injured.
Yeah.
So a bit of uncertainty. But our next candidate is Vasco Lopez, and including his first cap in March, he had played two games for a total of 8 minutes in their remaining nine games. On the bench for three of those and not selected for the last four matches. So I'm not sure what I'm doing here, but I'm going to move him down to possible but unlikely also.
Yeah, he is new to the team just since 2021 and is would bring some youth at age 22, but just the two caps. But two caps but not a lot of time on the field. So I think possible
Yeah.
but unlikely is reasonable. He is playing in Portugal since 2021 for Farense.
Okay, great. And more reasonably possible, Willie Semedo. He played five of their nine games in 2021. And most importantly, he played the last four. So four of his caps were among the last five games. And he wasn't selected for four others. I'm wondering then it seems like he was brought in for Gary Mendes Rodriguez.
Yeah, that does seem likely. He's been with the team since 2020. He's 27 years old and has seven caps for the team. So, yeah,
Yeah, he definitely seems the top of that list of players. We have a couple of others. Ricardo Gomez seems to be off the team. He last appeared in November 2020. And then a veteran who I'm going to say seems to be off the squad because he's only 32 years old, which is not that old. And he played in 2013, 2015, scored some really important goals, including the heroic winning goal over Cameroon that actually got them to the finals. Have I said his name? Heldon Nuk Ramos? Yeah, we won't detail him unless he's actually selected. If he's not selected, though, it's a bit of a loss to the team. Are we ready to find out, to unveil Kiera?
I think so.
I mean, the fact is, I think wingers, depending on the setup of the team, I would say two or maybe three of these guys, but certainly wouldn't need more than three, I would say.
No, I don't think so.
And it looks like either Mendes Rodriguez is fit. Or else they have brought him along, maybe hoping he'll become fit during the tournament. Sometimes they do that.
Right. Well, yeah, that's good news for them that he should be hopefully good to go.
Yeah. And then Willie Semedo, who seems to have been brought in to replace him, was also selected for the squad, which makes sense. Heldon Ramos last appeared in November 2019, so didn't seem to be a candidate here.
Right.
All right, let's move
And
on to the
just the
right.
two. So just bringing two
Yeah,
up.
surprisingly, given their setup, that may mean they have more forwards, and maybe in that three-man forward line, actually play forwards rather than wingers. Okay, well, we begin with a likely candidate, Willis Furtado, and he played three of their nine games in 2021, but he was on the bench for five others, so only one game that he wasn't selected for.
At age 24, he has been with the team since 2020 and has seven caps for the team so far. He plays with Jerv in Norway, been there since 2021.
Oh, okay. He's the second guy in Norway. Okay, the next one is Wagner Goncalves. I think he's known just as Wagner though, and he returned after a 19-month absence in June to play six of their seven remaining games in 2021, and was even on the bench for the other. So it looks like he's a likely candidate.
Yeah, at age 25, he's been with the team since 2018. Just nine caps, but with that absence, that might explain. And does have a goal for the team as well. He plays his club football with Metz in France since 2020, although he was on loan to Sion in Switzerland in 2021.
Okay, yeah, and he actually has played most of his career in France there. I'm listing this guy, Lisandro Semedo, as possible, but he actually is an injury doubt, so I thought he'd be possible if he wasn't injured, but injury may come into it. He played the first three of their nine games in 2021, but was injured for the last six matches. So he was injured or listed as injured with a calf injury as late as December 2021. So We'll have to see about him.
Yeah, he does have 8 caps with the team and 1 goal. He's been with the team since 2019 and is 25 years old. He's playing club football with Fortuna Sittard in Netherlands since 2018, although he was loaned to OFI Crete in Greece for the 2019-2020 season.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's it. That's all we have for right wingers. Let's see who made it. So we expected Willis Furtado to be there, and so he is. A bit of a surprise, though. Wagner Gonçalves is not fit, and I wonder, maybe he came in as a replacement for Semedo, because Semedo is on the squad, and maybe that explains the situation. He did come back, Wagner did, after a long absence, so that seems to...
That does seem likely that he was called in.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we're going to the forward line. Just a little correction on the graphic for YouTube watchers there. Now we're going to the forward line, but we include attacking midfielders as part of the forward line. So let's begin with a definite in Kenny Roca Sanchez.
He played Santos, I think, for his last name.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Maybe you can say it, because I'm not sure about Roca either. I'll let you take it after I say that he played 7 of their 9 games in 2021, but was not selected for the first 2.
Right. But yeah, it does seem likely playing their last 7. I would agree with that, or definite. He is youngster, 21 years old, but been with the team since 2017 and has 9 caps under his belt. He's playing his club football in Oostende in Belgium and been there since 2021.
All right. And you seem a little better at pronunciation than me. So can you maybe say his name one more time?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. You mentioned that earlier. Kenny Roca Santos would be my best guess there.
That's okay. And we'll repeat these names of the players who have made the squad, or who seem likely, or who seem to be starters, I should say. Next guy is just listed as a possible Helder Tavares. He's played only 3 of their 9 games in 2021, was on the bench for 1 and not selected for 5 others, including the last 2.
Yeah, he's been with the team since 2017, 32 years old. He's got 14 caps and plays his club soccer in Voluntari in Romania since 2021.
Right. And we have one player who we won't detail, seems to be off the squad, even though he's just 29 years old, Nuno Roca, but he last appeared for the team in 2019, in March 2019. So although he played in the 2015 African Cup as a starter, he hasn't been playing for them recently. Mm-hmm. And we'll detail him if he made it, but actually he didn't. Only Kenny Roca Santos made it to the team, not Helder Tavares or Nuno Roca there.
That's the one.
Okay, well, let's move to the forward line. And we have 2 definites here, or we should say confidence. We're confident we'll start, or we'll make the team. Ryan Mendes, maybe a familiar name to some, because he was loaned to Nottingham Forest about 5 years ago. He played 7 of their 9 games in 2021 and was not selected for 2 others. He also was the top scorer, though, with just 2 goals out of their 6. But one of them was in a home win over Cameroon, so always nice to score against a big team.
Yeah, definitely an experienced player. At age 31, he's been with the team since 2010 and does have 34 caps and 6 goals for the team. He plays his club football at Al Nassr in the UAE, been there since 2020.
Right, and he started in 2013 and pretty much started in 2015. I don't know why he didn't start game 1, but he was subbed in at 74 and then started the remaining games. So a very likely candidate there. Also coded as definite is Julio Tavares. And he also played 7 of their 9 games in 2021 and wasn't selected for 2 matches.
Yeah, another experienced player for the team. Been with Cape Verde since 2012 and has 43 caps and 6 goals and is 33 years old. He's playing his club football in Saudi Arabia with Al Fizali, been there since 2020.
Right. And he was on the squad in 2013 and 2015. Actually, was a sub in both. In 2013, he subbed into the first game and then gained a starting position. But in 2015, he was just a sub, but seems to have become a starter. But we'll take a look at a couple of other names before we find out. And at the possible level is Gilson Tavares. And he played 3, including the last one, of their 9 games in 2021. Was on the bench for 2, but not selected for 4.
He's certainly newer to the team than the other two players that we've talked about. He's just been there since 2020 and is just 20 years old and has 5 caps for the team at this point. He's playing in Portugal with Estoril since 2020.
All right. And we'll just mention the names of a couple of other people. Patrick Fernandez, we have him as kind of possible but unlikely. He only played 2 of their 9 games. A name that's familiar to me, maybe from previous Cups, even though actually he wasn't fully a starting player, Giannini. I guess we'll come back to him if he makes it, Giannini. And Platini, do you pronounce it Suarez?
That would be my guess, Platini Suarez.
Oh, okay. He seems to be off the team, having last played in November 2020. And so we'll also come back to him if we see that he's made it. Are we ready to unveil
final players? Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, we have one kind of surprise here. No surprise with my Ryan Mendes or Julio Tavares. But the other one is Giannini. So we should go back and give a little more detail about him. Chiara, I'll just start by saying he last appeared for the national team in November 2020. So that's why we didn't consider him in the higher possibilities.
Yeah, there has been a bit of a break, but he has been with the team since 2012. At 30 years old, he has 35 caps and 6 goals for the team. So some experience with them.
Yeah, I don't really know why that name seems familiar to me. He was just a sub in 2013. And he started in 2014, but was subbed out of game 1 and lost his starting position and basically became a sub. And he didn't score any goals. So I wonder, maybe I'm mixing him up with someone with a similar name there. But nevertheless, he's on the squad. So we only have one, maybe Giannini's a bit of a surprise there, but we only have one real surprise in the goalkeeper position, where Dylan Silver, who we considered likely, was not selected, and Kevin Ramos, who's a ranked rookie, came in for that position. Any comments yourself there, Chiara?
Yeah, I think for the most part, like you said, unsurprising with just those few that were unsuspected, but for the most part, who we thought were definite made it. And yeah, hopefully those injuries are healed as much as they seem to be expecting that they will be by the time the cup rolls around.
Yeah, I mean they did select them for the squad, so that was good news for them, I would imagine. Okay, we're going to finish with a kind of a run through, maybe the starters. We'll do a run through here. I'll begin with the manager. It's Bubista. How about goalkeepers, Chiara?
Yeah, so very likely the starter will be Vozina.
That's right, Vozina to start. In the defense, Roberto Lopez is a definite starter as a central defender. And then we had three guys listed as possible. So Dini Borges, Carlos Plonk, and Stephen Fortes among those three. Left back is Stopira, seems the definite starter. And right back, Jeffrey Fortes and Stephen Furtado shared the position, so we're not really sure which one is going to start there. Do you want to do midfielders?
Yeah, so defensive midfield didn't have any definite, but most likely Marco Suarez will be our starter there.
Yeah, a bit aged back there, so we might see central midfielders a bit more. Go ahead, Kiera.
Sorry, just give me one second here.
Oh, is it difficult to read?
Yeah, just on my screen. So I'll throw it back to you for central midfielders here. I'm just trying to find it on my page, but go for it.
Okay, so we had Patrick Andrade listed as definite and Jamiro Montero as likely. And we have newcomers João Paulo and Nenas likely to be in a substitute role there. How about left wingers?
Yeah, most likely then is Gary Mendes Rodriguez, most likely to start.
Right, if he's not injured, and then Willy Semedo, if he is injured. On the right wing, Willis Furtado is likely. Lisandro Semedo, probably the backup there. We only have one attacking midfielder in Kenny Roca Santos, but he's probably a starter. And forwards, over to you.
Yeah, so two definite, so very, very likely going to be Ryan Mendes and Julio Tavares.
Right, and we saw Giannini. He seemed to be off the squad, but surprisingly made it. So I would imagine we're going to see him on the bench. Well, Kiera, that brings us to the end. Thanks so much for your help.
Happy to be here.
And yeah, just to remind you, our website is Soccer Files. That's with a PH, Soccer Files at Captivate. Sorry, soccerfiles.captivate.fm. Or you can Google search Soccer Files, plural, and we'll pop up there somewhere. And if you want to contact us, maybe teach us how to pronounce some of these names, you can do that at soccerfiles@gmail.com. All right. Thanks again, Kiera, and we will see you
Yeah, thanks,
next time.
Kevin.
Yeah.
See you.
Bye-bye.